Business story now. You might say a popular title at Blockbuster Video this week is Chapter 11. Blockbuster, the DVD and game rental company, has filed for bankruptcy protection. Not unexpected, but it's official as of this morning. Joining us now is Janine Poggi, retail reporter for TheStreet.com. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning.
So there's a big narrative here. Blockbuster was once a crazy idea, then it became a brilliant idea, and now it's just an old idea. Can Chapter 11 really help Blockbuster?
I think right now it's too little too late. I mean, with Netflix and Coinstar's Redbox DVD kiosks, they were really at the forefront first, and Blockbuster all along has really just been trying to play catch-up at this point. So, yeah, they may go through this, but at the end, it's really a matter of this digital push that they were just late to.
And really, the issue that's driving them to bankruptcy in the short term is the enormous debt that Blockbuster has had. I mean, they've been betting for a long time by taking on this debt that things were going to just turn around, and that's not happened. How can they reduce their debt enough to survive?
I think right now it's all about store closures. They said that they're going to reevaluate their portfolio, and I think they really, really need to narrow down that store base because right now it's just not driving the sales that they need.
And, I mean, essentially this Chapter 11 is kind of like having a huge garage sale and selling off a bunch of old videos, right? I mean, they're really just selling assets.
Pretty much. I mean, if you've seen recently, there's been a bunch of Blockbuster closures over the past year. You go into there, and it's just them giving away practically DVDs. And if you want to translate that, that's sort of what they have to do at this point.
You know, a Blockbuster closed in one of our neighborhoods in Brooklyn, and it reopened as a Whole Foods, which is sort of an interesting trend right there. What is the future? What is the Blockbuster of today in terms of delivering the kinds of content that the Blockbuster once totally owned back in the early 90s and late 80s?
I mean, you really have to look at Netflix. Netflix is doing what Blockbuster was doing in the 80s and 90s. They're the ones that, you know, people could sit in front of their TV, hook up their Wii, and get streaming content right to their homes. They don't even need to leave the house. Blockbuster's trying to do this, but it was just, like I said, too late. So Netflix is really the company right now that's, I guess, becoming the Blockbuster.
And what is Netflix doing correctly in terms of staying with the technology? Because even the Netflix model has been in some flux. They've managed to make the right decisions when Blockbuster didn't.
Netflix has made some great partnerships. I think that at a time when things could have got dicey, that's when they partnered with these video game consoles like Wii and PlayStation to actually deliver movies to the televisions, and rather just streaming it over your computer, you can sit comfortably in your home and watch it on TV. And I think that was the right partnership and the right move to make at that time.
Finally, before we go, there's an interesting history here. It began as an oil company, right? Blockbuster did?
It became as a oil service company that provided computer services and technology to Texas, big Texas oil companies.
Then it was owned by Waste Management, if I'm not mistaken?
Excuse me?
Then it was owned by, like, Waste Management Corporation?
Yeah, well, Waste Management owner, founder, Wayne Huizenga, he actually stepped in and took over Blockbuster, and he really made it what it is today. It wasn't the original founder, David Cook, who really had any doing that. It was all Huizenga who stepped in and blew up Blockbuster, buying up some of their rivals and making acquisitions.
And even the partnership with Viacom couldn't save it, that's for sure. Janine Poggi, a retail reporter for TheStreet.com on the Blockbuster Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Janine, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.